Emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Community Network, and reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to point out that most of what you believe is false. We've been told for many years that Fidel Castro of Cuba is a wicked communist and he's our enemy, and we have communism 90 miles off the shores of Florida, the Florida Islands. And the truth of the matter is that the United States CIA brought Fidel Castro to power intentionally, purposely, so we would have an enemy, so we would rally the people behind the government. How can I say that? Well, because I interviewed the American ambassador to Cuba, William H. Sullivan, pardon me, his name was Earl T. Smith, in 1980, and he told me, as the ambassador to Cuba, he knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist, the president, the CIA, and they intentionally brought Castro to power. How did they bring Castro to power? Well, very simply, they put an arms embargo on President Batista, who was democratically elected. And then, of course, they created agitation to overthrow Batista, and then Ambassador Smith was required to go to Batista and tell him that he was to leave Cuba the next day. Now, Batista certainly understood when you get an offer like that from the American government, you either go or you're killed. And so he got on a plane and left the following morning, and there was nobody to take power but Fidel Castro. America brought Fidel to power, and of course we kept him in power with a phony Bay of Pigs invasion and with a phony Cuban Missile Crisis. But we're told, oh well, the CIA tried to kill him. They were going to put powder in his shoes so that his beard would fall out, and giving him an explosive cigar and poisoning a box of candy and all these stories. But gee shucks, we're just so incompetent. We can't kill Fidel Castro. I mean, are they able to kill, scientists over in Iran simply by putting a magnetic bomb on their car? Some guy whizzes by with a motorcycle and puts a bomb on the car and explodes the car. All sorts of way to kill people, but we're so incompetent we can't kill Castro, and it's all phony. But David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit their good friend Fidel Castro regularly, and David has been up to visit David Rockefeller, and you can read about it in David Rockefeller's memoirs. Well, I guess this morning is Servando Gonzalez, and he's a Cuban. He's served in the Cuban military. He is a historian, has come to America, and he's done some wonderful work on the background of Fidel Castro and written certainly a book which we carry called Psychological Warfare of the New World Order and the Secret War Against the American People. But it's Psychological Warfare. We carry the book. Why is it important? Because Servando is the first person who's ever come up with what I believe is the truth. That is, Fidel Castro's always been an American government agent playing a part, just like so many people play a part. Remember Arafat, Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian with the scruffy beard and the checkered handkerchief on his head, and Ahmadinejad is over there today in Iran saying, oh, we're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. He's playing a part. They're all playing a part, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Fidel Castro is as well. And we're constantly being manipulated by this effort to create our reality. Servando, thank you so much for being with us this morning. You pick up the story.
Thanks to you, Dr. Stan. Well, as you well say, that is absolutely true. And if you don't understand, if people don't understand how Castro took power, well, just see at Obama. Castro came from nowhere. Nobody knew who was really he, and suddenly he became the dictator of Cuba. And the same with Obama. We don't know who Obama is, what his name is, where he was born. He's becoming the dictator of the United States of America. Now, both Castro and Obama, and of course Bush and Clinton and the first Bush and most American presidents are puppets of the invisible government of the United States. If you doubt that there is an invisible government of the United States, just read my book, Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, the Secret War Against the American People, where I give all the information. By the way, I'm not the first. There have been several books written about that. But now it's so obvious. It's so obvious that we are not, our government is not in Washington, D.C., but in Wall Street, we cannot ignore this anymore. And this invisible government, They make profit from war, and that America became a national security state. That was when President Truman signed a National Security Act that created the National Security Council and the CIA, and we became officially a national security state. And a national security state lives out of war, and since that, America has been always, always at war. That is amazing. Even after the fall of the Soviet Union, that imploded because communism doesn't work. Actually, if you read the books by Professor Sutton, you see how the Soviet Union was artificially kept alive by money given by the United States, money and transfers of military technology. We need that enemy alive and kicking. But even with all that help, the Soviet Union imploded.
Hold the thought, Servando. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Temple.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is Andrew Gonzalez, and he's just saying communism doesn't work, and that's true. I mean, it was American capitalists, American technology that kept communism alive in Russia, and we had to constantly finance it, and of course, this is why our country, as we move into this totalitarian system, doesn't work, why we have to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends, why we're on a one-way path towards a totalitarian government here, why they're opening the FEMA concentration camps all across America, recruiting people to staff them, laying in food and supplies. They know exactly what they're doing. They have a system of informants all across America, go up on the internet and look for InfraGuard, InfraGuard. It's a FBI program where they hire informants. They get people to inform on their friends. Your best friend could very well be a government agent. They've infiltrated, of course, all of the conservative and liberal organizations, the Christian organizations, and they manipulate them. Everybody has a number. They have their cameras going every place, not to catch the bad guys, but to watch the American people. You have cards, various type of grocery cards or a Visa card or Discovery card. So everything you buy, they have a permanent record of it. They have a dossier on you. The FBI has a dossier. The CIA has a dossier. DARPA has a dossier. The Office of Homeland Security has a dossier. I've seen my FBI dossier page after page after page blacked out in the name of national security. The only thing they put in there are the newspaper clippings of every talk I've given any place at any time. Everything I do and everything you do is being recorded. They have their fusion centers, that's F-U-S-I-O-N, fusion, look on the internet, it's all up there, the fusion centers where they correlate your dossiers so that they can keep it all together and organize Project Echelon. They listen to every one of your telephone calls, read all of your emails and faxes. They are all carefully recorded, indelibly recorded, permanently recorded electronically, and it's all done by computer. Only humans will look at it if you make the wrong sort of statement on there. This has been going on for many years, has nothing to do with terrorism. They want a record of everything you say, and they have it. And I said, they're tracking you with GPS. Everything you do on the internet, there's a permanent record of it. Everything you do, they have technology to listen to your phone calls. When you're on GPS, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is real. They can even listen to your phone, your telephone, or your cell phone when you've got it turned off and track you when it's turned off. Recently, Apple, it was found that the Apple a program in your cell phone would track you. They could permanently follow where you were with your iPhone or your iPad. And Apple said, gee, shucks, how did that software get into our program? We have no idea. Are you really that gullible that they had no idea that that software was in their program? Go right ahead, Servando. You talk about the fact we're moving towards a security state in America.
Yeah, the thing is that we are essentially becoming a totalitarian dictatorship. And most people, young people don't remember that the one who almost in every speech began mentioning the coming New World Order, the marvel that will be the New World Order was Bush one, okay, the elder Bush. In almost in every speech, he mentioned over and over and over the coming New World Order. Where the New World Order is really not that new. It's a very old idea, and it's not good. It's not good. It's a totalitarian, commune fascist society with only two classes of people, the very rich and powerful, the masters, and the very poor, and that are the serfs. And that is what will be. It's going back to medieval times, more or less. And these people, as I mentioned, the secret government of the United States, controlled by oil magnates, Wall Street bankers, and CEOs of transnational corporations, they were for the money. They get making wars, making money. But after the Second World War, or probably in the 60s, there was a change in their ideas. The ideas were old, but there is a new